What's up, family? This is July 14th, 2023. This is episode number 283 on Ranelle's Food for Thought Pod Radiocast, brought to you by Ranelle's Real Talk Media Network. We're going to talk a little bit today about last week. We talked about the 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power by Dr. Boyce Watkins. Today, or last week, we talked about power. Today, we're going to talk about commandment number 6. And commandment number 6 is keep it all in the family whenever possible. Keep it all in the family whenever possible. Now, brothers and sisters, the thing about the Black community forever has always been take what you have and take it outside of the family. Brother Boyce Watkins and his wife went on a trip to China. And when they went on this trip, you know, when they take these tour guides, the person who is leading the tour guide, now this is over in China, always took them more or less to his friends that work over there. You know, you visit this area, and chances are, you know, hey, I like that. You take them to these shops and hey, next thing you know, you're buying. See, they're keeping it all in the family. Well, they keep it all in the family over in America too. But that's what the family is. Because see, the family, in one sense, is a gang. No matter how you look at it. Look at the mafia. When the Italians came over here and migrated over into, you know, the five boroughs of New York, the things that they did, they took care of themselves. They policed themselves. And that's how they ran their neighborhood. And they kept it tight because they kept everything in the family. They worked inside the family. You take the Muslims today, they still working after what Elijah Muhammad started. They are still working and keeping it in the family. You know, it's kind of hard to keep and make money in the family. That's why when you're keeping it all in the family, you have to be able to accumulate and to build other things. You have to accumulate other type of businesses outside of just the same old, because a community or a family needs more just the basic essentials. That's why when you're keeping it all in the family, you see other groups. Because see, people are taking basically a lot of people in other parts of the world are taking what we as Black people have taken, we have not taken advantage of, is Claude Anderson in Powernomics. See, Powernomics was the blueprint when he wrote Powernomics, because he even states it in interviews and certain videos of such. He did Powernomics. He wrote Powernomics basically for Black people. That was to be your Bible for building economic wealth. Powernomics by Dr. Claude Anderson. When you take Brother Dr. Boyce Watkins, I want to make sure I call him doctor. The brother is on to a lot with this particular book. This is a hell of a book. 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power. You should check it out, because keeping it all in the family, when you're keeping it all in the family, you're spending and you're sharing. Now, everything can't be kept. Sometimes there's things that you have no choice and you have to go out and spend. But when you constantly spending all your money, just buying just to be buying things, shopping just to be shopping, and then you say, well, I want to start building generational wealth. Well, here's a secret for building generational wealth. That's why they call it generational. We're not talking about you make it big and you keep it going. You know, and that's going to be it. No one else will have to do nothing. You just made it big. Now everybody survives off of what you make. No, it takes time because you have to keep building and you have to keep accumulating assets, whether it be money, stocks, bonds, real estate, entrepreneur skills, whatever. That's how you keep building on your generational wealth. But that is another subject at another time, but that is how it's done. It's not done overnight and there's a generational wealth. These people, the Walmart family, the Rockefellers, the even the Kennedys, they've done things. Oh, let's not forget the Mars family. The Mars family, the ones who do, you know, the Mars bars and M&Ms and stuff like that, the chocolate. But these families have accumulated things in order to build wealth. Hell, even though Trump may not be as wealthy as he claims, he still has built a generational of wealth with his family. You know, because you accumulate assets and you grow them. You teach your children and you grow them. When you're not teaching your children, when your children are running wild, they're not doing anything, that's what you end up with. Nothing. That's why keeping it in the family is so important, brothers and sisters. You have to learn how to keep it in the family. Like I say, I know a lot of times you have to go outside the family, but a lot of times you don't. And when you're going outside the family, the black family, you're not building up the black family and its wealth. It can be your natural family as part of your gang, keeping it in the family. It could be, you know, a bunch of friends that you may know and trust and have the same mindset. Because remember, this is all about a mindset. You have to have the same mindset or else it's not going to work. Because you can use your family and try to, you know, help your family. But if they're not going to be part of it, then basically you're not going to grow. The world ain't nothing but a big game divided up into gangs. Your family is a gang like your friend's family is a gang. You could call it a gang, even though they're not a gang, but they're still a gang because when you look at it, they're family. And they'll tell you as such, pending on what the situation may bring out to the point where we have to say we're family. You see, when you take the Nigerians, the Puerto Ricans, Jewish, Chinese, you take these people, they're gangs, but they're family. And they keep it in their family. That's how they build. That's why when you see a bunch of people come over here and they're helping each other, they're helping out their gang. When you see all these foreigners coming to America and they stay close-knit and they don't want to fool with you, black man, black woman, they're keeping it in the family because the way the Irish, the Italians, and the Jews did when they came to America, they stayed in a tight-knit area, and it was nothing but them, their folk, their kin. They kept it in the family. They bought from each other's store. They got services from each other, or whatever the situation was called for, they kept it in the family. Very, very rarely, if any time, did they ever take it outside the family. And that's why you take people like the Irish, the Italians, the Jews, the Chinese, and you see how they how they prosper, and you see how you don't. because we take everything to everybody. Even banks, they formed banks. They kept it. The money stayed in the city. It stayed within the community. That's why when Brother Umar is talking on Pan-Africanism, excuse me, hiccups, he is talking about Pan-Africanism, you got to understand, it's all about black. The four essentials that the black neighborhood don't have. We don't have banks so we can get money and fund ourselves. We don't have schools in order to teach ourselves. We don't have grocery stores in order to go and shop for food, healthy food. We don't have school in order to teach our children. Everybody's too busy. And then you wonder why when your child is reading at a fourth grade level. Because you don't have the time. Because you may have to go out there and work one or two jobs. Or the household may have to go out there and work three jobs total. One for the mother and two for the father. Or you just look at it as, well, the school, I pay taxes, so the school going to take care of my child. And you never test your child and see whether or not if they're even reading. If there's one thing you should always do is test your child to see and make sure that they can read and do the basic mathematics, adding, subtracting, multiplication, and division. You should always check that. You can check that yourself. You can't leave it up to a school to do everything for your child. Because a lot of times these schools are more like bait for the, especially in black neighborhoods, they're more like babysitters more so than teaching academies. But when you don't check on these things because you're too busy, because you have other things that's more important than your children, and then you may go and you may put the blame on somebody else. Somebody else. That's why when you keep it in the family has to come together as a family. If the mother can't do it or the father can't do it, it's like, hey, you got a cousin. Hey, could you do this for me? Could you check so-and-so while I'm at work and make sure that they're doing their homework? Make sure, you know, or maybe ask them to read a newspaper, whatever the situation may be. You can do something. There's something that you can do. It's not always something that you just to put somebody else in charge of what you should be doing yourself. Because when you do that, it's not going to get done. You keep it in the family. You want to have the family be able to grow. If the family can't read or can't count, then trying to grow wealth and passing it on, they'll get schooled, suckered each and every time, or swindled by other people. Because people look at us, black folks, as being incompetent. That's why, what's the old saying, even though it's not true, but that's why they say, if you want to hide something, just put it in a book, because they don't think we read books. See, these type of bullshit jokes and whatnot, to me, it's not funny. Keeping it all in the family, you have to start supporting more. But then again, you have to have businesses so you can actually be able to support, to basically, in the businesses, have to be able to provide things that you need. Everybody don't need to have, you got 20 hair businesses and you got nothing else. You can't eat hair. See, passing on information is something that I do. You know, it may come out sometimes a little harsh or whatever the situation may be. But passing on information. That's why media. My business is media. Our stories sometimes need to be told when no one else will tell them. Or if they tell them, they will give you such a small sound bite. You won't even know if it's a story. It'll just go unheard. Even though it was like, man, they gave you 30 seconds. Or they gave you 15 seconds of this. And that's it. I'm not going to give you too much more. That's why we have to be able to tell our own story. Tell what we know. Tell what we feel. Keep it in the family. So I would tell anybody, when I'm speaking on black issues, it has nothing to do with no other group. It's just that my group needs to be informed and needs to be educated on certain things. It's not going and saying that you this and you that. And if that's how you feel, then maybe you are this or that. But it's not my intentions to go out there or put on what I put on each week to offend nobody. See, nowadays, you can't just help your own people. Everybody can help their own people. But when you're black, you're not supposed to. And people get offended and they label you. Other groups will label you as being a racist. People will do anything to try to hide their own insecurities. When black people try to help black people, oh, you're a racist. You don't even know me, but you call me a racist. That's why you have to tune out people who spew a bunch of garbage. Because a lot of people will say things because they want to hide their own insecurities as to what and who they are. I say keep it in the family. People say, oh man, here's another one. He talked about black people helping us, black people not spending their money. Yeah, I would say black people need not spend their money with a lot of people, especially when you got a lot of groups out there that don't even like you. I would say, yeah, you shouldn't. But if you do, that's your money. It's not mine. But if more people thought like that, like when Minister Farrakhan said, boycott Christmas. You shouldn't spend your money. You shouldn't even be celebrating that day. And people going out there in droves, spending their money like they ain't never spent before. And he's been saying this forever, especially the last 6 years. I stay away from that. You know, sometimes you just have to get a habit, pick up some habits that are going to be more beneficial to you and stop always spending your money on these holidays that don't mean jack. Get you in a whole bunch of debt and then you paying a whole year and you don't pay the whole year off. And then you end up right back in the same situation with some of the debt that you accumulated the year before. And now you're going to accumulate even more debt by adding on for a year that you didn't pay off. Now you got to go and you're going to do the shit all over again. Recycle. We recycle bad habits over and over and over. Like we recycle in our voting practices. We're recycling bad habits. We're keeping it all in the family. We're recycling bad habits, but those are bad habits because those habits are not helping you at all. And every time you recycle these bad habits, you just add one to two more generations onto that already we behind. So just keep on adding on. Instead of you being three generations, you end up five generations because you keep on adding on. You say, oh, we need reparations. Claude Anderson said it best. That particular meeting was at the Crenshaw Christian Center. Dr. Casey Price was the pastor at the time. When the great Dr. Claude Anderson said, black people need to focus in on reparations and leave affirmative action alone. Because see, affirmative action, when you look at it, seriously, really look at it, it never really, really benefited our community. It never did. And then again, it really wasn't supposed to really benefit our community. It was just a label that made you feel good, that you felt somebody was doing something for you, but in actuality, it wasn't for you. And you seen the difference. It's the same thing. An anti-crime bill for the Chinese, when so-called black folks was picking with the Chinese, which was a lie, but they got a bill passed for it, even though it's not actually called the Chinese crime bill. But they got that bill passed, and it didn't take long to pass it. But when black people try to get the George Floyd bill passed, that anti-crime bill against us, they take you through hell. And the Republican, the Democrats, well, we did a little, we did our part. No, you didn't. Especially on the anniversary when this little girl came up there and she signed the little, AKA 46 signed the document and he gave her the pen.
to say, well, we did our part. You could have done more than that. You had the House and the Senate. You could have done more than that. Even AKA 40 Ford, he didn't come out and even speak on it. See, when you think people are liking you, loving you, are your friends, you get there's a disillusion that goes on with that, because every time we think that these so-called politicians that we're putting into office because they are quote unquote black are going to help black folks, and each and every time you see them, they're not doing nothing for you. Nothing for you. They may do a little something to appease you for that moment, but they're not doing nothing major that's going to help benefit you. You take Chicago, the homeless people in Chicago, they're spending millions and millions of dollars to house these immigrants that come over here in Chicago, because that's where they put them. They put them in these Democratic states. You take New York, same thing. Billions of dollars that they were spending. I think it was about $1 billion that they were spending to house those immigrants that they had over in New York. And then they dump them off into your different cities in that state. They give them benefits that they don't even give the people who live there and homeless. You take the 76% of black homeless people in New York, and the 56% of black homeless in Chicago. Nothing. And then they always like to come out when you put it on them. They'll come out and they'll say, well, you know, we're working on it, or so and so is going to put X amount of dollars. They're going to put X amount of dollars towards homeless. Yeah, you should have did that before you gave this money to these people, or you let these people in here and you fund them. You should have gave the money to them first. See, the people who live here, especially when you're black and you've been here all your life, born and raised in this country, they don't give a shit about you. You're nothing to give a shit about. See, we're going to keep it all in the family. See, the Democrats, they keep it all in the family. The Republicans, they keep it all in the family. You need to start keeping it all in the family. Because what you think you're getting when you're going out here voting on election day and get your little pen or get your little sticker and say, well, I voted. And it's like, and you voted. So what? Who cares? You're not getting nothing for it. But they're keeping it all in the family. You need to learn how to keep it all in the family. You need to have meetings with your family and start talking about things. You know, hey, maybe we should start a grocery store. Or maybe we should start this or start that. I don't know, brothers and sisters. You know, it's 1:30 in the morning. 1:22 in the morning. Because I had to start thinking more. I'm about to conclude, but I had to start thinking more for myself on certain issues. Sometimes when you work for people, I've had businesses, I work for myself too, but I've been working for this company. And when I needed the time, you know, to get my mental health right, I couldn't even depend on the people that I worked for almost 10 years. And basically, I pretty much knew I couldn't anyway. I knew they were going to be what they were. And they were what I assumed they were. But the sad thing of it is, anytime you need help from people, a good majority of the time, those people will never be there to help you. There'll always be some excuse as to why. That's why taking care of your own finances. You have to. You can't go out and spend money and throw money away just on foolishness. Because see, I never thought would happen. And when it happened, I was prepared, because my wife was prepared. May she rest in peace. But a lot of people are not prepared. Because sometimes you need that extra time in order to get yourself right. Or try to get yourself close to being right. Because a lot of times we just don't get right 100%. But I took care of business like my wife took care of business. So when they denied my leave, and then they told me I had to reapply for a job now that I've been on almost 10 years. And I was supposed to go back to work. This is just my story. I was supposed to go back to work Monday on the 10th of July. And then they said, you have to reapply. Now, I was off since May the 15th. And when they told me that, I told them, yeah, I'll reapply. But I'll reapply when I reapply. See, I wasn't going to put myself and rush myself back to a place. And more likely, I won't reapply. But I wasn't going to rush myself back just to deal with somebody else's bullshit when I got my own bullshit. And you do that, and you don't have to worry about your bills, how you're going to eat, how you're going to, your transportation. You can't do that if you don't plan. Keep it in the family. I'll be 62 in a couple of years. So I wasn't staying on no job 25 years and fucking retire. That wasn't going to happen. I was staying on a job at 62 and then that was it. No. When your time comes, you don't sit around and try to... I've seen people sit around and try to get more money. No. When you are comfortable in yourself, God will bless you always. But I wasn't trying to stick around no longer than I had to. I'm looking at months. I'm not looking at years. I'm looking at months. So I can make money and don't ever have to go back to no job. I want to see my brothers and sisters prosper by keeping it in the family. Getting groups, whether you call them investment groups, whatever you have to do, your regular family, your outside family, whatever, however you want to do it. But this is something that's definitely needed. It's needed like yesterday. It's needed like 20 years ago. Because if you're not paying attention, they coming for us. For what reason? There's no real reason. But this is what people do that don't like you. They keep it all in the family. Dr. Boyce Watkins has a great book. I believe he has a great book. And I really love his book. You take Dr. Boyce Watkins and Dr. Claude Anderson, they're buddies. That's his mentor. So when you're reading his readings, you can pretty much understand where he gets a lot of his information, because him and Dr. Claude, they speak all the time. A lot of people don't know Dr. Claude Anderson was the one who wrote affirmative actions for the state of Florida back in the day. Dr. Claude Anderson was one of the top people when it comes to reparations, even though he's either in his 90s or he's close to it. And he's got all his faculties and he's still talking, speaking. Dr. Claude Anderson, one had started the Black Think Tank. These are brilliant men, Anderson and Boyce Watkins. You know, when you listen to them, they know their stuff. Mr. Boyce Watkins, what is he? He's a professor. He's a professor in mathematics. He knows his math. That's why you check out his business school. You know, his stocks and whatnot. This is the type of things you have to do. You have to follow and support these people. I got like five. No. I got four of Claude Anderson's book. And I got my first book with Dr. Boyce Watkins. See, we have to start supporting our writers. Giving out books is important.
not a bunch of junk for these holidays. Give out knowledge, because they're trying to take it out to school. They want to take out these, anything black, they're trying to get rid of black books. They want to take out your bookstore. They don't want black history really talked about. Don't be surprised if black history month disappears one day. Don't be surprised, because this is the kind of shit that's going on behind closed doors. They don't want your existence to be known. And the reason that's being, because black folks are history. You have no history without black folks. And that's what they want. It's sad, but is it really sad when you live in a world when there's nothing but hatred that's all around you? But brothers and sisters, this is your brother saying, this is commandment number 6 in the Black Economic Power Book by Dr. Boyce Watkins. Commandment number 6, keep it all in the family if you can. This is your brother saying peace until next week. Enjoy yourself and speak to you when I speak to you. Peace.